You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a little boy who came home from school one day very excited and proudly told his mom and dad that he had been chosen to have a role in the school play. And so his parents immediately asked him, well, what role do you have? He said, I'm going to be the father. And his dad said to him, son, you go back to school tomorrow and you tell that teacher that you want a speaking part. On this fourth and final Sunday of Advent, we hear Matthew's account of the birth of Jesus, which is certainly centered more upon Joseph than it is Mary. And of course, the most striking thing is, despite the important role that Joseph played in God's plan of salvation for us, in all the Gospels, Joseph never utters a word. He simply listens to God and obeys God. Indeed, he did not have a speaking part. But as is often the case, his actions spoke louder than any mere words. When God spoke to Joseph in a dream, asking him to take Mary into his home, he willingly acceded to God's request. And as they say, because he did, the rest is history. What message might there be in all this for us as we prepare during this final week of Advent to celebrate another Christmas? Two things that come to mind. Many people have pointed out that it's no coincidence that God gave each of us two ears and one mouth. Like Joseph, when we listen to God, our actions too can speak much louder and more effectively than our words. And so we might do well to ask ourselves, what are we saying by our actions to our family, to our neighbors, to our community, to our country, and to our world? Do our actions speak loudly and boldly that we do put God first in our lives, and that we do indeed believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Emmanuel, God with us? Do our actions speak loudly and clearly that we are disciples of the Lord Jesus, and that we are people of joy, and the reason for our joy is that we believe in following the way of Jesus, the way of selfless love, always putting God and others before ourselves? As Pope Francis reminds us time and time again, we are all called to be people of joy. But maybe sometimes, or even oftentimes, we come across the sourpusses. The second thing to ponder is, do we, like Joseph, seek to always listen to God and to be obedient to God's plan for us? Or instead, do we turn a deaf ear to God's plan and seek our own? Maybe we're too afraid to trust enough to let go and to let God, like Joseph did. Let us be mindful that God said to Joseph and even to Mary what God says to us, and that is, do not be afraid. If God indeed asks us to do something, we should trust that God will give us the grace that we need to do it, and not think that God is asking too much of us or that God's plan is impossible. Again, Advent is a season of hope, a time to be reminded as we prepare to celebrate the virgin birth of Jesus that indeed nothing is impossible for those who listen to God and trust in God. Hopefully some things worth pondering during these final days of our preparation to celebrate the birth of our Savior, born in Bethlehem, sent by God from heaven to earth to assure us by this deed, more powerful mere words, that God is good all the time.